Like to welcome on the program via the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline, Troy Ward. Troy, I appreciate you taking some time to chat with us this morning. It was circumstances I could not have fathomed a few months ago that we would be talking about you parting ways with the Calgary Flames organization. How are you?
I'm good, Ryan. How are you doing today?
Well, we are well, but this is confounding. I can't make much sense of it. I wonder just how you're feeling first off.
I'm feeling good, you know, and... You know, I'm at the end of my dock in Wisconsin, and it's about 62 degrees and sunny as we speak, so I'm doing okay.
Geez, it sounds like you and Boomer and Warner are on the same thing. They're fishing on the West Coast.
Yeah, good for them. They got to figure it out, those guys. I don't have a line in the water, but I'm certainly relaxing.
Well, that sounds good. Take us back to the last few months. You wrap up your season with the Heat. First round of the playoffs, you bow out there, there's exit meetings with players, and then the internal review comes. You meet with your staff, and I'm sure you meet with Calgary people. Walk us from that point into last weekend when I imagine you found out, as we found out, you wouldn't be back to coach the Flames affiliate.
Well, it was obviously a good season. We talked all year, myself and you and Boomer, and good things happened. We had a lot of players that... you know, did what they were supposed to do, which was get their feet wet in the American Hockey League and got some time up with Bob Hartley and his staff, and seemed to do pretty well up here, too, as their team finished strong down the stretch. You know, the end of the year, you know, just it's the end of the year. I've been through it enough in the business where, you know, you sit down, and, of course, I think with all coaches and everybody in management, everybody has the first good initial meeting, and then you get into the internal review, as you mentioned. And when you get into that, obviously your job as a general manager and assistant general managers, team presidents, you get into the nuts and bolts of where you're going and how you formulate how you move ahead. And that's really kind of what happened. And as they formulated their opinions as a management staff, they felt it was in the best interest that they go in a different direction. And those are the decisions when you get into this business, we understand that we have to live by, whether they, you know, you feel they're justified or not justified. Those things you don't control. So you don't worry about those things. You just do the best you can while you're at the task.
Having known you from my 2 years working with the Abbotsford Heat, it absolutely crushes me to think that a human could dedicate so much of their life, so much of their heart, so much time and work into a cause, and it can all end just like that, bang. But is that is the nature of the job you have in terms of being a coach. How do you explain that to other humans where they do great jobs and continue to work for the same employer forever, not just 3, 4, 5 year segments?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know. The way I look at it, Ryan, you probably understand this better than most, is I look at myself as a teacher. And I think if we all reflect out, and whether it's in the city of Calgary or, you know, Red Deer, wherever listeners are, like, you look at your kids and who they're being taught by, and oftentimes we reflect back to people that were great teachers in our life and helped us go to the next level and get things done. And sometimes it's our own parents, sometimes it's significant people at school or in sport. And I look at myself that way. Like, I have to do the job, whether, you know, the circumstances are good, bad, or ugly. Like, I have a job to do, and that's to prepare these young men to get their feet wet in the National Hockey League and prepare them to help Bob and his staff. And you go about your business every day knowing that that's your job. And in the end of the day, you don't get gratification all the time in wins and losses, even though that's part of the business I'm in. You usually get it through your relationships and through the fact that you know you've left a mark in people's lives, and that's kind of how I approach it. So I'm just going to continue to teach. It's just going to be continued somewhere else.
How crazy is it to think that you could get such a strong ringing endorsement from Brian Burke around the time of the new general manager, Brad Treliving, being hired, and from that point, just months later, the relationship severed with the Flames? Is it that absurd to think that can happen, or is this very normal for the world of hockey?
No, I think it's normal. I think Brian, you know, was very candid and speaking from his heart, and at that particular time, you know, he felt that things were going in the right direction, and then, you know, at that particular time, he hadn't hired Brad Treliving. And, you know, that doesn't mean that Brad Treliving is the bad guy. I think they just finally got together, and with the whole, you know, organization, is how they want to move forward and how things look. I think that they all felt at that particular time, you know, that they needed to make a change. And like I said to Randy Sportak the other day in the paper, like, Brad Treliving was classy. He was He did his due diligence. We had a lot of long, hard talks about development and about the direction they wanted to go. And in the end of the day, they made that decision that maybe this was the time, because our contracts were up in Abbotsford, that they wanted to switch gears and go a different direction. And those things you live with, but I still have a lot of respect for Brian's comments, and those comments are a reflection of all the players and, you know, all the staff that put all their time into things in Abbotsford. So it's just not a Troy Ward thing. It's the whole group. So you take that and you respect that and feel good about it.
How would you do? It's funny. I heard Rob Kerr chatting about this yesterday when he does Hockey Central at noon, and he came on, and this was something he got to in his first segment right out of the gates. We've got to talk about this. And he mentioned that some of the changes that had gone on from year one from Bob Hartley to year two, which was from 2 years ago to last year, they wanted you to incorporate more of his systems and language. And Rob had mentioned that you'd done a lot of that. How much is trying to fit the model of the big club a factor in what we're seeing here?
Well, I think it's certainly a part of that puzzle. There's no question about that. And oftentimes, just like from one classroom to the next, a lot of teachers speak different languages, and we all have our way of teaching and getting our points across. And, you know, we, as maybe Rob mentioned, so I spent a lot of time on the phone with Rob, like, you know, we did incorporate it was the first time in my 3 years, even with Jim Playfair, when he worked under Brent Sutter, you know, our staff really had to adhere to what the Flames were doing up above. So, we did that. There was a shift in management, obviously, at that one point in the year. We had to adapt at different times, as you know, in Abbotsford. And whether that was part of that whole process or not, I don't think it really was. It was just that we had to adapt. And when you're in Abbotsford and you have the travel you do and the significant injuries and things like that, those are not excuses. The only way you can deal with them at times because of players is how you change your structure and how you survive. So I think that's part of hockey development. I think that's part of the growth as professionals. Maybe that was a part of that whole puzzle piece that they felt they needed to change. I couldn't comment on that. We didn't get into those specifics. But, you know, I think in the American Hockey League today, especially in Abbotsford, where we were, you really have to have the ability to adapt and change. And that's kind of what we did. And we did that to a successful stint, not only, I think, playing the players, but, you know, obviously we had some success on the ice.
We're chatting with Troy Ward, a three-year head coach with the Abbotsford Heat, 1 year at assistant under Jim Playfair, his contract not renewed by the Calgary Flames. Could you talk about just how proud you are, maybe when you look back, what makes you smile and happy? Because I just was thoroughly impressed with, I would be hard-pressed to name a call-up that didn't just absolutely have more success than I would have expected this season. I thought it was a fantastic year for player development. A lot of young kids, their first year in the AHL. Yoni Ortio going from a guy that had struggled in North America to looking like a very important organizational piece. Marcus Granlund had a fantastic debut at the end of the year at the NHL level. How proud are you of the success stories you saw in terms of players you were teaching?
Well, we're extremely proud of that. Not only this year, Ryan, but I think in our 3 years, we had a lot of guys that moved up the ladder in the organization. I also think we're a byproduct of an organization in change, so I think there's going to be times in certain situations, nothing against those particular players, where it's got to work, meaning, you know, this is where we're at in the organization and these young kids have got to play. So you give the kids a lot of credit. I think you give the staff and some people in Abbotsford a little bit of that credit. I think we all share it, but extremely proud of those guys that went up. And did that. The thing that's been a little bit different in my other stints in pro hockey that happened in Abbotsford is we had a lot of players drop down. And I think that's significant in today's game, too, right now. Like, you have to have the ability to adapt and change and understand that you have athletes that are dropping down that are making over $2 million a year on one-way deals, and you've got to coach them, and you've got to blend them in with the kids. So that I was extremely happy about. I mean, those were good situations this year. I think we made the most of those situations, and we had some success with guys that dropped down, and we lost some guys that went up and never returned for the rest of the year, like the Paul Byrons of the world. So you hang your hat on those situations and you enjoy those one-on-one relationships you have with those players, and that's what you take from the experience.
So what's next for Troy Ward, aside from what sounded like a really nice day in Wisconsin on the end of the dock?
You know, what's next is just to continue to be a father. right now this summer, and really, you know, being in Abbotsford over the last 4 years, not a lot of time with my children. So be a father, number one. Number two, just, you know, continue to look for work, see what is out there. Try and find the right fit. I think moving forward for myself, and that's more so philosophically. You get to a point, I think, in life where you always reach out to the next job, and you kind of reel when you're young. You're really aggressive and say, I got to go work this job, or I think I'm going to apply for this job, and you end up applying for a lot of jobs. And this time around, I'm a little bit more cautious, if you may, and just going to try and find the right fit where I feel that you know, my philosophies blend with where we're at. And not to say that they didn't right now. I think Brad Treleving and I hit it off really well. There was just some circumstances between him and I in private that, you know, he felt that he needed to make the change. And that I respected as we talked. So this was a good fit. I mean, Calgary was an unbelievable experience for myself and I think all the players. People that are, you know, in Calgary that are used to watching the Flames, as you know, like, when you get the chance to travel with the Abbotsford Heat or, you know, before that, you know, it was in a different part of the States, and now as it moves to Glens Falls, the one thing you know about the Flames is they treat people with class, and they're first rate with their young development players in terms of travel and where we stay. And so a lot of things, you know, were right, and it was a good fit. Now you look for that somewhere else.
I wonder if you feel any regret at all, or maybe just if you feel like there was any betrayal here at all, Tara, because I'm not hearing that, but I just don't understand how a human could work so hard and not be a little bit jaded about this process.
Well, I think, Ryan, you go back to where I was. Like, I look at myself as a teacher, and you know, when you're a teacher and you accept that responsibility, you understand that every year your class starts over. The one thing about being a teacher is every year you get a new group of kids. And you have to go back to square one and start from square one. And so as you do that, regardless of whether I was going to start it in Glens Falls or Calgary, this year I have to start over somewhere else. Should I stay in the business, which I intend to, but wherever I may land, I have to start over again. So as a teacher, you understand that you have A through Z to get taught during the year, and you've got to get that done. And regardless of whether it takes you 10 hours a day or, like, I like to put in a few more hours than that a day, like, you understand that when you get into the teaching business. So no regrets. I'm just going to celebrate all the good times. You know, you really don't tend to look backwards in life unless you feel it can help you move forward. So I'm not going to look back. I'm just going to look back in terms of just all the good things that happened and all the good people I met in the organization, you know, Jay Feaster and John Weisbrod, and other people, Mike Burke, Mike Holditch. These guys all put their name out there for me and believed in me, and along with Jim Playfair. Like, those are good things that I understand that I'm very fortunate in my 4 years in Calgary, and I'll take that with me and move on.
It's a pretty different looking organization that you leave than the one that you joined. When you started, it was a different GM, it was a different management structure, and there wasn't a president of hockey operations. You leave now, and the staff is very different. You've seen the transition of Craig Conroy from an assistant to a coach, now to an AGM. What, just as an outsider's view, or maybe just for fans that don't have the perspective you have, where is the organization now versus where it was 4 or 5 years ago when you came on board?
Well, the first thing I think you look at is just the player personnel and just the players that you have. And obviously, through Todd Button, and who's done a good job in the scouting department along with all the scouts, and then just the change in management. You look to the players, and, you know, in my 4 years, it's really changed. Like, there's a good nucleus right now of kids coming through the pipeline. And that's changed in my 4 years compared to the first year I worked with Jim. Not to say that those players weren't of standard or of quality. I think just the way they've looked at the game and how they've scouted things and the character of the players is significantly changed. So that's moving in the right direction. And now, like most organizations, you know, you have a president in Brian Burke, and, you know, Shanahan and these guys and Linden, they're all over the NHL. That's the evolution of the game, and that's changing. So I think Calgary's up to speed there, and they've got a good guy directing the traffic there with Brian Burke. So a lot of things are in place, and then you take people. I think anytime you can hire within, I think it's a good thing. I think Craig Conroy's got his heart in the right place. He's a Flame. He wants the place to really do well. He takes a significant amount of pride. It was a pleasure to work with him this year in Abbotsford. So you know, now he becomes an assistant GM, so there's promotion within the company, and I think that's always important. So I think it's important for the structure and the long-lasting, tough business we're in. So there are a lot of pieces in place now, and now they've just got to get their head around all the things that they want to do and how they want to do it, and I think they're in that process. And Bob Hartley and his staff, obviously, I thought, had a great finish to their year and year two of their contracts. And, you know, they've seemed to have the players working extremely hard and doing really well. So you like what's going on there. So, you know, things seem to be going in the right direction, and that's a really a good thing. And you know, I'm going to take away that I was a part of that whole growth plan and helping them along the way in whatever capacity I was, whether it was an assistant or head. And so things seem to be going in the right direction for the Flames.
Troy, I admire you so much, and I thank you for your time today. And prior to that, the 2 years I shared with you in Abbotsford, I learned a lot. I do believe you're one of the great teachers that anyone could come across in life. And to take the high road and be as classy as you've been, I really tip my hat to you. You can hold your head high. You did a fantastic job, and the organization's better for having you for 4 years.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. It was a pleasure. And thanks to Boomer. You can send a thanks out on that lake wherever he is. For all this time, I appreciate it.
All right, Troy, we'll catch up soon, and I'm going to be sliding through Wisconsin to watch the Jays play the Brewers, so you can expect a visit midsummer.
Sounds good. I look forward to that.
All right, that is the former head coach of the Abbotsford Heat, Troy G. Ward, on the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline.